Support for KPLU comes from the investment firm of McAdams Wright Reagan, serving individuals, families, public and private companies, and nonprofit organizations, with a mission to enhance the financial security of their clients through analysis, research, planning, and investment. More at nwrinc.com.
We are delighted to have a pair of world-class trumpet players from opposite coasts today, co-leaders of the East-West Trumpet Summit. In this corner, a South Bronx native now based in Burlington, Vermont, and he's worked with Tito Puente, Ray Barreto, and Paul Simon, just to name a few, Mr. Ray Vega. And in the hometown corner, a Seattle native and proud Garfield High grad, former member of the Maynard Ferguson Band and one of Seattle's top jazz musicians, Thomas Marriott. The East-West Trumpet Summit, also including George Colligan, piano, Phil yeah. Sparks, bass, Matt Jorgensen, drums. It's the East-West Trumpet Summit. East-West Trumpet Summit live on KPLU. Ray Vega, Thomas Marriott with George Colligan, Phil Sparks, and Matt Jorgensen, piano, bass, and drums. Ray and Tom, tell us how you guys met from different coasts. What was the first meeting like, Ray?
Well, the first meeting was a dear friend of mine, one of the great pillars of jazz in the Seattle community, a gentleman named Don Lanphier, old friend of mine. So he told me, hey, Ray, I'm doing a presentation for like an ESL class, right? English as a second language class at the UW. He said, why don't you come with me? We'll play a little bit, talk about jazz. So we went and we played a little bit, and Thomas was hanging out in the corner, you know, and he had his trumpet with him. And then Don knew him, so Don asked him to sit in, and he was like, wow. I said, come out to the gig tonight with Tito's band, or I went to see you play or something like that. And then the rest of that was, you know, and he was really young then. I was still old. You know, so we're going back when I was coming out here a lot with Tito Puente. That was with Tito at that. Yeah, it was with Tito Puente. Like
1995, 1996?
Probably 95, 90.
The bands back then would come for a whole week. And so the Tito Puente Orchestra was here for a whole week, and they come every year, every 9 months, and we could just would hang.
Yeah.
We would just hang all week. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah. So that's how we met.
Now, how did the East-West Trumpet Summit record come about? That was from back in 2010.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ray had come out to play Tulips a few times, and then when I lived in New York, you know, he had a thing, and we'd go sit in, and we always had sort of a nice rapport, and we thought, man, it's time. We actually, instead of making it an informal thing, we sort of make it a formalized project that we do, and we did, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear what you guys have to say about each other's trumpet playing. Ray, what do you like or dislike about Thomas's playing?
Don't answer that, man. Don't answer that.
Youthful exuberance. No, just kidding. No, the thing with Thomas, what I appreciate the most is that he loves and respects the great lineage of what the music is about. And that's not just about trumpet. It's about the great history of this music. And he's forward. He looks forward as most young players, all of us, doesn't matter. You have to be young. You could just be a forward motion player. Duke Ellington was forward motion till the end of his life. But he looks forward, but he's well aware of the history behind him and doesn't mind being able to stop and go, I need to check some other things out in the history while going forward. So I think I really appreciate that a lot. And I think that's the only way to keep the music going forward. I like the word forward a lot.
And Thomas, what is it about Ray Vega that you love?
Oh, well, just all you have to do is hear him open his mouth, and there's lots of love right there. Yeah. You know, I mean, Ray always speaks the truth, whether it's out of his mouth or through the horn. I mean, you hear the reality of his life and his experience, and that can't be duplicated by anybody other than him. And so Ray has probably one of the most personal styles out there. You know, also he's like my coach. I call him on the phone and be like, "Hey, man, I got a problem with this mouthpiece, and what should I do?" Da da da. And, you know, oh yeah, here's what you got to do, man. So. He's my coach.
And here comes the $5 cash. Yeah. Well played, Thomas Marriott.
That's $25.
All right, let's get back into the music with the East-West Trumpet Summit. What are we going to hear next?
Good question. No, we're going to hear a lovely ballad, the ballad stylings of Ray Vega. He's going to
sing.
He's going to sing.
I will not. No.
This one is called What's New? Thank you.
Trumpeters Ray Vega and Thomas Marriott at the East West Trumpet Summit. George Colligan at the piano, Phil Sparks and Matt Jorgensen bass and drums. Quick question about the band. Seattle audiences well know the talents of Phil Sparks and Matt Jorgensen, but George Colligan, a real treat, pianist who also plays some bass and some drums, and I understand a little trumpet as well. Do you ever get tips from George? You're doing it wrong?
Every time he plays the piano, we get tips from him. No, he's fantastic. I mean, we're so lucky that he lives in the Northwest now. Listen to the cat play. What can you say?
Now, there are, speaking of East-West Trumpet Summit, there used to be some stereotypes about the different coasts and what jazz sounded like on different coasts. On the East Coast, it was hard and hot, and on the West, it was more soft and cool. Are there still identifiers for regions around the country, around the world for jazz? Is there an East-West divide?
I would say yes and no. You know, yes, there is, but no, there isn't. I mean, it depends on any particular person's point of view, how they play.
Right.
Although, you know, regional sounds have kind of gone by the wayside now that everything is accessible to everybody over the internet. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it used to be you learn from the people in your community, and now you learn from the world. You know, you learn from everybody. And there's definitely a difference between the music that's played on the East Coast and the music that's played here, for sure, without any question. But that's also the demographic makeup and just the vibe of Seattle is just different. The vibe of the West Coast is just different.
Yeah, right? But as well, so, you know, in 2008, I moved from New York City to the Burlington area. I now live in South Burlington, Vermont, where I teach at the University of Vermont. And the way that they play music there, because it's the Green Mountains and maple syrup and Lake Champlain, Champlain chocolates, you might as well be in, like, it doesn't sound like you're on the East Coast of the United States the way that they, because their daily life, you know. I mean, some musicians are coming in. What were you doing today? Well, we were painting the barn. So it's different. It's a whole different vibe. You don't have that subway thing, that grind, that energy, which, you know, I mean, if you live in L.A., there's a certain energy and electricity, San Francisco, Seattle. If you go to the rural areas, folks don't have to deal with that, and that's going to come out in the music. So it's really different. I think it's every region is really different, but it doesn't have to do with East Coast, West Coast anymore. Because there are some guys over here that are burning, and guys on the East Coast that are like having maple syrup, being cool, you know.
The East-West Trumpet Summit record came out in 2010, and I got to ask, is there going to be a sequel in the works? Will there be tape machines flying tonight?
Well, there will be a sequel. There will not be tape machines tonight. But while everybody's assembled here, we are going to be working on something. So, yes, keep your eyes out. The last one was so much fun and successful. The next one's going to be just as good, if not better.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And we got time for one more song from you, fellas. What would you like to play?
We're going to play some blues.
All right, a little blues to finish the show. East-West Trumpet Summit live on KPLU.